Beep a beep a boop a beep 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 a beep a boop a beep go Bayside beep a beep a boop a beep 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 a beep a boop a beep go Bayside beep a beep a boop a beep.
Okay, you guys, welcome to a new episode of Go Bayside, the Saved by the Bell podcast, where I have a guest come over to my apartment and watch an episode of the show with me, and then we break it down piece by piece. And today is a very, very special and exciting episode. First of all, my guest is Mr. Justin Warfield, who not only has lived the coolest life of all time, we've already traded hours of stories, and lived many of my dreams, but was an extra in several episodes of Saved by the Bell.
Indeed.
Including the one that we just watched called Pipe Dreams, and the original air date was October 26, 1991. And now what I need you to do is just give like a brief summary of the plot, and then we'll really get into it, and I will hear some stories that I'm psyched to hear.
From what I can gather from what we just watched...
How did it feel to relive it?
It was pretty magical. Yeah. It's pretty great. It's so funny that Saved by the Bell is such a part of like the fabric of our youth culture fascination for a certain age group.
Oh, completely.
It's not a show that I normally watch. So when I became an extra on it for the $75 a day or whatever plus meal, it was more just out of necessity until my record came out. But right. It was probably like the most amazing couple of weeks. So I guess the plot is what? The plot is that, you know, Zach Morris, you know, big man on campus, stud, you know.
Yeah.
Develops a soft spot for a duck.
Yeah.
That he finds in a pond. And for whatever reason, he just really gets into this.
They have an instant connection.
Instant connection. And it goes against everything that we know about Zach Morris. But he's just like, you know what? I'm really into this duck.
Yeah.
At the same time, somebody finds out, maybe Screech, that... I mean, to be honest, I was spending so much time watching the extras.
Yeah, because you know them.
Yeah, because I know them all. And because it's pretty colorful watching people overact.
Right.
But then they find out that there's oil on campus and that they're now going to drill. And so a big Texas oil magnate with an amazing pair of cowboy boots and a bolo tie comes in and says, I will help you improve the quality of Bayside because we're going to drill here for oil. Zach, though he's in love with his duck, thinks it's the greatest idea ever because he can build a better Bayside and actually has dreams of them owning the school, which... Right. If you're going to dream big, couldn't you do bigger than owning the high school?
Oh, we'll totally get to that because I was like, that's so ridiculous.
So then the kids are divided with Jesse being the liberal tree-hugging environmentalist who thinks that it's going to have a negative environmental impact on Bayside. Zach only seeing a hot tub in his future.
Yes.
And until finally, you know, it lands on his front door.
Yes.
And the duck... dies
duck
covered
is a
in
casualty
oil.
Of oil,
and so they shoot down the you know, the drilling, and Bayside realizes that they have everything that they need,
right? And they don't need this dirty oil money.
They don't need
that.
That's
a beautiful synopsis. Yeah. That was beautifully done.
Thank you.
Okay, yeah. So the episode opens with them in like science class, I guess.
Yeah, amphibian heart on the chalkboard.
Yeah, yes.
Biology.
Like, right. Or yeah, I guess so. Because but it's so vaguely like this teacher that we only see this one time and never again.
Yeah, who's just, like the only time he's not played somebody carving corned beef in like the most Jewish like character actor ever. He's like, I get to be a teacher.
Yeah, totally. But yeah, he's wearing like a lab coat and stuff. So we're like, he's a science teacher. But he just, it's such a vague, like, here are some animals you guys get to take care of for a week, I think, is the assignment.
I think so,
like, keep this animal alive. And then they all are assigned animals, but Zach is like, I found this duck.
I have an affinity for this duck that I found roaming at the pond that we never see.
Never see.
Yeah.
Also, and just so you know, I know you're like not familiar with this, I get like way deep into it and really nitpick.
Okay.
Because to me, so, you know, later in the episode, they're like, imagine if we were rich. And I'm thinking, if you have a fucking pond as part of like your high school experience, I feel like you're pretty rich. That's a pretty good campus.
And I feel like if your biggest dream is still contained within the high school.
Within the high school.
If you're that rich, you're going to still go to high school. They really dig each other.
Yeah.
There's a very insular life.
Yeah, they never want to hang out with anyone else.
So we're stupid rich. We can give Belding $1,000 just as a tip for coming in the room and doing a good job.
But we're still going
to
hang in
But we're high still going to go to high school.
Yeah.
Like home study, no. No. Like we're
not going to travel or anything.
Totally.
We're just going to hang in high school.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. So, yeah. So he's like, I found this duck out by the pond because I was playing baseball and somebody hit the duck with a baseball. And I think she's injured. Which he also immediately was like, it's a she. How, who the fuck knows what gender a duck is? He's like, it's a she duck. I
know genitalia
this.
Check. Just like straight up like she got hit by... With,
yeah, so then the teacher's like, okay, well, that can be your animal that you can take care of for a week.
Yeah.
And they're like, okay, thanks. And then but when we were watching this, you knew the guy standing behind Lisa.
Okay, so like right off the bat, so my buddy Scotty was standing right behind Lisa with the bee hat and the hoop earrings.
Mm-hmm.
Left and right hoop earrings. Sign of times. And I was like, oh, there's my buddy Scotty, who I actually just like found because I needed to tag him in a post on Facebook yesterday and like referencing some like old video I had done.
Right.
And like I didn't even realize it was on Facebook, so I found him and added him. So he was fresh in my mind and like there he was right there. And then I realized that like while this is going on, like I feel like he started dating Lark. I mean, I know he did, but I just don't know the timeline.
But during this episode?
I feel like, well, because he was an extra on it for like a couple of years.
Right.
And I feel like somewhere around this point is when he started dating Lark,
Now, being there and being on the set in that environment, like what kind of downtime? So during downtime, you guys could just hang with the cat. Like, it wasn't like they separated you guys or they did any diva shit. Like,
No. I mean... You know, growing up in LA, I had friends that were like had their own shows, and like I've been on lots of sets at that point.
Mm-hmm.
But like this was also like, I mean, it wasn't like a primetime show. You know what I mean? It's
right.
like to put it in perspective, it's just sort of like it's like before cable ruled and like all great programming came from cable. Cable was always sort of like, oh yeah, well, it's a cable show. It's not
right.
network or whatever.
Right.
But you know, if you're a writer, you want to get a gig or something, or as an actor, but this was sort of viewed as like, oh, that's that sort of daytimey kids thing. So it wasn't like they had some primetime hot show or something. It wasn't like 90210.
Right.
You go to the set of 90210 at the time, and they're going to have their trailers, and they're not going to hang out.
Yeah, they're not going to let you hang out.
You know,
Brenda.
I think honestly, like these guys were just stoked that people like wanted to hang out.
Right, right.
I mean, you know, and it was a legit show. I mean, but you know, so we had a lot of downtime. I mean, basically, my friend Yuri, who's in this episode and who's all over the place, he's got super long hair, who now is still a very good friend of mine, incredibly successful film producer and commercial producer. He's in the background and he was just like, hey, my mom is like stage manager on Saved by the Bell. Like if he knew I needed a gig before that, I was writing cue cards on The Dating Game and The Newlywed Game.
No way.
Yeah. So like when you see like that episode where they're like, what's the strangest place you ever had made whoopee with your wife? And it's like in the butt, like we wrote that card.
No way.
Yeah. Like for real. Like, so like that gig ended and then like I needed to do a gig. I was making records. I had a single and a video coming out.
Right.
But I needed to like make a little bit of money. Like I was like probably fresh out of high school.
Mm-hmm.
And Yuri was like, dude, like we go there and we hang out and like, you know, some people just get stoned and hang out and you like eat craft service and you like stand there and you make like $75 a day. And I'm like, killer. Or, you know, I'm sure it was something like that. And
right.
I'm like, okay, cool. So tons of downtime hanging out. Then they corral you and they go, oh, you in the back, you go stand here, and they pair you up and you look like you'd be talking to this person and you here, go. And then people would just go, blah, 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 and like,
so they pair
lips.
You up for
what
these
is
fake
the, there
conversations?
Is a word actually for extra for what the mumbling extras do. There is actually a word for
there
that.
Is a word for that actually.
Yeah.
You're totally right.
And that infuriated me because
they would say that. They would say, do whatever.
They wouldn't say that. They would just say,
now
you guys should talk. Up.
Right.
And so Yuri brought me on the show. Yuri's girlfriend was Dina, who is the pretty girl with the black hair pulled back, the Greek girl who figures prominently in the sort of cafeteria area.
Right.
My friend Liddell was another cat on the show, and Scotty and myself. I was hanging out at break, and Casper Van Dien, like, is it Dien or Diem?
Dien.
Casper Van Dien, like, who is like, I just tested for this movie and blah, blah, blah. Because, like, you know, a lot of people really want to be actors. I just wanted to get, like, a paycheck and lunch.
Right.
But, like, Casper was, like, acting. And
he,
like,
was he, like, this is my chance to, like, show what I can do?
He was, like, doing his thing. He was, like, this, like, you know, pretty, you know, he was, like, a Zach Morris type.
Right.
You know what I mean? And
right.
then he got Starship Troopers and became, like, massive for 10 minutes.
Right.
And then who else was in this? Like, there was a couple of other extras, but we all knew each other. And so we would all just hang out and, like, you know, that was it. So, like, yeah, like Mario, like in that one scene in the beginning where I'm sitting in the front row, like between takes, he'd like talk to me and like, oh, so you do music. That's cool. You know this person, that person. He like, you know, try to strike up a vibe and we should hang sometime. I'm like, yeah, okay, dude. And like, you know.
Were you totally rolling your eyes like, well, sure, just, Slater will definitely hang.
I mean, he's just really jockey. And like, I mean, to put it in perspective, like at 18, when I did this,
yeah,
I had a record deal. I hung out in hip hop clubs that were like 21 and over hip hop clubs in Hollywood.
Right.
Like super like club land kid.
Right.
So like the idea, and like all of my friends who I grew up with were actors or musicians. So like, he was just like, you're just not, he wasn't like my type of guy. Like,
right,
you know, at 18,
no,
you know,
totally,
what your scene is.
Yeah, yeah.
So like, it wasn't like, oh, the guy from the show wants to hang out. I was just like, yeah, what, you're going to come with me to like some Zulu Nation hip hop club,
totally,
with Ice-T and all my free, like, come on, dude. Like,
right,
it was like,
God, I wish, whatever, what a buddy comedy. I wish you'd have brought him to,
yeah,
that world.
That would have been pretty heavy. But you know, that just like wasn't going to happen. Like,
right,
like, I don't know. It was weird. But like, I knew lots of teen actors growing up in LA.
Really?
Yeah, like lots. And like, we all grew up together and went to school together.
Right.
We went to a professional child acting.
You went to like an acting school?
No, I went to a school.
Or performance, a school, art school?
No, it was even lesser than that. It wasn't like Fame. You're making it sound like it was like me and Leroy were dancing,
right,
and Gino on the synthesizer. No, it was like me and Balt Getty and Mila Jovovich and Jenny Lewis from Rilo Kiley and your best friend Shifty Shell Shock.
Yes.
And Mickey Avalon, the rapper.
Right.
And Corin Nemec from
Parker Lewis.
He was my best friend in high school.
I loved Parker Lewis.
And
I loved that show.
It's pretty amazing.
It had a ton of Morrissey references, that show.
Really?
Legit. They would like say Morrissey lyrics,
really,
in the dialogue. Totally, totally.
Yeah, I was on that set a lot. That's a whole other story. We were really, that trailer was heavy.
That
trailer
crazy.
was not PG. So then, and who else went to our school? Like, I think maybe Drew and Alyssa and Christina Applegate went there before us, but they were like a few years older. And then who else went there? There's a couple other kids. Oh, my buddy Ernie Reyes Jr., who had a show in the 80s called Sidekicks with Gil Gerard. It was about a white cop who adopts a Filipino kid who's a martial arts expert, and they fight crime together. And he was also a Ninja Turtle. And in that
what?
Movie, Surf Ninjas, he went
yes.
to school with us.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so, like, there was literally, like, 15 actors and me.
Right.
And the reason why I went is because you got out at, like, 12:30.
Oh, okay.
And so it was
so people could go on auditions and stuff.
Right, which
okay.
for me meant, like, I can go to like the gym and go to the studio and hang out.
Right, right.
So it was like kind of a real cop out school.
Does it still count? You get like a diploma. Does it count as
yeah.
a school? Like,
I don't really think anybody from that school went to college afterwards.
Right,
so
right. Well, because yeah, because it's like how many?
It was
if you get
like
out at 12:30. How many
credited?
Classes?
Yes, but
like,
it was
technically?
Like. I mean, like I went camping and hung out with one of my teachers. Like he's my bro.
Right,
like,
right.
With like girls. Like seriously, it was not. It was a little bit suspect. But the point being, like. Saved by the Bell was a little bit downstream for us. So
sure.
It was like Parker Lewis was a lot cooler at the time, and also
yeah.
like all and the oh and like they did a TV series of The Outsiders, and all those kids went to my school.
Oh, okay.
Like
so,
Jen and
extra...
Heather McComb and Jay Ferguson and Leo and Toby were like 2 or 3 years younger, but coming up in that world.
Did you hang out
Soleil
with Leo
went to
DeCapp?
Soleil went to our school.
What?
Punky, yeah.
I was all
and I was a rapper. I was like this odd man out, like just surrounded by.
Dude, please, did you ever hang out with Leo DeCapps?
Yeah, of course.
Dude.
Yeah, Leo's like super sweet.
I love that guy.
Yeah, he's no, he's legit.
Like not like per like
no.
I just will see any movie that dude's in.
Like Leo is legit like a really really cool guy. Like he's nice. Like so is Toby. Like I used to like play backgammon with Toby like all the time. Like back in like. Early
2000s. That's insane.
Yeah, play basketball. We used to play basketball together, all those cats. But, like, you know, they're really – I mean, it's weird. Like, the best – okay, this is the best side note. Best teen Hollywood ever is me and Corin were at the Formosa hammered.
Right.
And
as teenagers.
And Todd Bridges sat down with us and was giving us a you guys don't realize you're on the wrong path talk.
What?
Swear to God.
How old were you?
19, 20 years old.
At the Formosa, like right down the street.
We grew up and lived at the Formosa.
Really?
Yeah. Like totally. Like, we ran that place. I mean, basically,
and Todd Bridges comes over and tries to talk some sense into you.
Balthazar, Davey Arquette, me, our buddy Rodney, Stuart Hart.
Hi, everybody. This is April, speaking to you from space year 2023. That's right. I'm cutting in here to let you know that it has now been 10 years, a full calendar decade since I started this podcast, Go Bayside. And as you've probably noticed the entire time, it was very DIY. I was never on a network. There's never been any ads in any of the episodes. And now that it's been 10 entire years that it's been out there in the ether on every possible podcast player for you to enjoy, I am taking the first 50 episodes and I am archiving them. So episodes 1 through 50 will now only be available on my Patreon, which is patreon.com/AprilRichardson. If you go there, there's several tiers that I think are very reasonable. The first being just to have access to all of the Go Bayside archive episodes. The rest being to catch up on the new stuff that I'm making should you be interested in hearing me talk about other things that aren't Saved by the Bell related. So there you go. It's been 10 years, you guys. 10 years listening to me talk nonsense about this television show. And now you can join me over at patreon.com/AprilRichardson. Or if it's easier for you to remember, you can go to baremins.com. That is BAREMINS.com. And you can find all of the old Go Bayside episodes there for you to enjoy, play until your heart's content, leave comments, see the photos on my old green couch. Join us there, please. And thank you so much for 10 years of supporting Go Bayside.